I think we already a little bit discuss about this because at least I have put in my notes that the ethically sustainable digital solutions, but we really don't know what is cost effective and what is sustainable. We need to also think about the sustainability because when we use a generative AI, it's very it's need very much resources and I don't know if you say thank you for ChatGPT, it like when it answers you that you're welcome, it's like a half liter of water what is used. So we need to be more aware all of these impacts in the nature and our resources.
I think it's very important to develop the knowledge and skills of multidisciplinary rehabilitation already in the basic school system when you are doing your, let's say, physiotherapy degree or different healthcare degree. So already we are starting to have this multidisciplinary thinking. We should start it already in the schools. And another thing, what I think is very important in the future, I don't know if it's about multidisciplinary rehabilitation, but we are very aware of how physical activities, strength training, endurance training, how these affect your health and your physical performance. But what is the one big issue that we are not able to commit people to do this kind of activities? So that's something we really need to find out how to commit these people to be more active. And that might also be something that a multidisciplinary team can achieve with the patient or client. So do we actually need somebody from psychology,
yes,
somebody from physiotherapy, maybe some sports coach,
yeah,
plan together how to commit to be just not 2 weeks active, but like your whole life or longer period. So
yeah,
I think that's something we really need to focus on.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And I don't know, maybe third thing. I'm thinking relating the roles of technologies is that we also need more discussion about what is the rehabilitation process. Because at the current state, if we look at the descriptions of the rehabilitation process, it says that it's led by professionals together with the clients and the close relations and environment and things like that. So led by professionals. But can we talk about the rehabilitation if the process start with a client discussing with the generative AI? And if the generative AI is trained by rehabilitation processes. I don't mean when I talk about the rehabilitation focused AI, I don't speak about the ChatGPT or Copilot, what you can use in your own computers at the current state. But if we have a closed system which is trained by professionals and the content is evidence-based and based on the current guidelines in the rehabilitation and client starts their process without actual human professional, can we consider that it's still a rehabilitation process? I don't know. But this is actually something I really like to discuss and I really like to hear more discussion about this kind of rethinking of what is rehabilitation and what is the role of the professionals in the rehabilitation processes. Because I think in the future we have the rehabilitation processes which are not started by contacting human professionals, but the humans and human therapists are in some part of the process, but the whole process can be very much self-directed by the clients. Not all clients have a capability of taking that kind of responsibilities, but we have quite a lot of clients or potential clients. They are probably those who are not receiving any rehabilitation at the current system, but maybe in the future they can benefit, and there is just a minor contact with the human professor. I don't know. And this is strictly my personal view and thinking and maybe vision